The industrial purse seine tuna fishery began in the 1950s, when most industrial-scale fishing began in the wake of World War II. The way tuna schools were found in the ocean was by looking for pods of dolphins. Dolphins regularly associate with schools of tuna, foraging on baitfish from the surface above the tuna school, while the tuna forage on the baitfish from below. Of course, because dolphins are on the surface, they're much easier to spot from a boat than the tuna themselves. So, historically, tuna nets were set around a pod of dolphins. This practice of setting on dolphin was the standard way that tuna were caught. Unfortunately, the dolphins, too, were encircled in the net and often drowned. In the 14-year period between 1959 and 1972, 6 million dolphins were killed in the tuna fishery. As the environmental movement gained momentum through the 60s and 70s, and dolphins were popularized by TV shows like Flipper, there was a public outcry over this indiscriminate slaughter of dolphins by the tuna fleet. So in 1977, new regulations on purse seines were put into place, mandating that fishermen do everything in their power to reduce dolphin deaths. The practice that was promoted was called the backdown procedure with a Medina panel. So the Medina panel is a finer meshed portion that goes around the top of the net that was added to these nets that prevented dolphins from getting entangled. You can kind of see a picture of it down below. Then, as the net is cinched in to bring the tuna to the boat, the operator would suddenly put the gears in reverse and back the net down, allowing the far end of the net to temporarily relax and sink underwater. And this would provide a channel over the edge of the net where dolphins could escape, as pictured both in the photograph and in the drawing on the slide. The tuna below, if anything, were swimming downward to try and get away, so opening the top of the net didn't result in a loss of the target fish. Tuna companies that followed this practice were allowed to put dolphin-safe labels on their tuna cans, something that still goes on today. Check your cupboard and see if there's such a label on your tuna cans if you have one. This practice of backing down with Medina panel reduced dolphin mortality by 98%, so that by 1990, there were only about 52,000 dolphins killed by the tuna fleet. That's in the U.S. alone. That's still a lot of dolphins, and populations were reaching critically low levels. So public pressure remained strong to further protect dolphins from bycatch and solve this tuna porpoise problem. By the way, if you're at home with nothing to do through this corona pandemic, I've put a link to old episodes of Flipper that ran from 1964 to 1967 in the resources tab on the top right of this presentation, in case you want to watch it. They're pretty campy.